So let's begin by taking three soft, long, gentle, deep breaths. Smiling, looking up within as we surrender on the exhalation, and we breathe with that certainty on the inhalation, breathing with that nischay on the inhalation, surrendering absolutely on the exhalation. Just use our wonderful imagination just to feel and vision somewhat everything or anything, everyone or anyone you are grateful for, you have appreciation for. If you have gratitude and appreciation for your spiritual life, your subtle, powerful inner world, for your creator, for the infinite power that exists within you. If you have appreciation and gratitude for that, deep love from that, for that, really turn in within through that heart space and really express that there. Feel the tenderness of that. Feel the beauty of that. And the heart is the sacred heart, we should say, is the organ of interface with life. It's how life feels you, how life knows you. It's where your karma is generated and registered from vibrationally. This is where the power comes from, the quality of our heart. How tender is your heart, how pure is your heart, how much love and devotion, how much gratitude and appreciation do you have for your spiritual supply, for the spirit of life itself, for life itself, how much love and gratitude do you have for that? Feel that. Now imagine that feeling space, that state of consciousness that you're in now is like an altar. And upon that altar, within that state of consciousness, that feeling state, I want you to offer your vision. Offer your vision, your mission, your purpose, your dream, your goal, your desire, whatever tiny little component you have of that, or whatever it is in its complexity, offer it on that altar of feeling with innocence and detachment, and be attached to the outcome. Let it go, just offer it and feel for the harmony there. Feel for how harmonious that is with that place inside of you. Is it really in tune with your soul purpose? And just see that vision. Is it becoming golden? Has it got a golden glow about it? Is it being blessed by your highest guidance? Is it acceptable, appropriate to your higher inner being? Feel how right that is.
And also know that you are tapping into your higher self and you are having premonitions of the future.
That's right.
So now just get ready to open and to allow the answers to emerge from these questions. feel free to pause after each question to take your time to just allow whatever has to be written down just to come forth on the page. So the first question, question number one, what is your ideal feeling state? How would you love to feel all the time? What kind of feelings would you love to have pulsating through your body, through your heart, through your mind? How would you love to feel? Just pause and write that down. How would you love to feel? Second question. Imagine you had all the time and money in the world, endless time, endless money, and you had no fear. What would you do? You have all the time and money you need, plenty of time and money, and no fear at all. What are you doing? What would you love to do? Now imagine there you are living your perfect lifestyle, doing what you love. Question number four, doing what you love, living your perfect lifestyle. What is new and different? What is now new and different in your life now that you are living your perfect lifestyle? Just write that down. Question number four, let's just describe your perfect day in a life. What would you be doing in your perfect day? What kind of day would you be having? As you wake up, when do you wake up? Where do you wake up? How do you feel? Do you have for breakfast? Do you go out in the morning for meditation? Are you on the beach? What are you doing in the morning? What are you doing at lunchtime? What are you doing in the afternoon? What are you doing in the evening? What are you doing as you go to sleep? Just write out your perfect, most joyful lifestyle. From the morning, from the moment you wake up to the moment you drift away into sleep. Just write that all down, your perfect lifestyle. And question number five. How is the world a better place? How is the world you see around you a better place now that you're living this dream? How have you made the world a better place? The planet, planet Earth, and the world you experience. By you living your Dharma, by you doing what you love, how is the world a better place? And the last question, question number six. How are you contributing to the lives of others? What service are you doing to other people? How are you making a massive contribution to other people's lives? What are you doing? It's making a massive contribution to the lives of others. In your perfect vision, what are you doing to make that contribution? Where yours? In your perfect vision, what are you doing to make that contribution? Where you're significantly affecting the lives of others?